Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So, joined by a voice which you may be familiar with, Chris Nixon of Christopher Nixon Optometrist fame. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you
Good
very
stuff.
Much.
And we have a guest in the studio, Paul Duffin. Paul, hello.
Hi.
So, you're here because you have a story. You have a rare condition that affects both your sight and hearing.
Yeah, it started about 16 years ago, and to be honest, the doctors really don't know exactly what I've got. But it's a condition that's sort of close to meningitis, but not acute. And there's a build-up of inflammation on both my optic nerves and my auditory nerves, which have left me severely impaired both sight and hearing. But I'm really lucky to have a great support team with Chris and his professional team, and they've been great in providing technical and practical advice.
So what made you, you've written a book, what made you decide to write your book, Not well, Too Bad?
Well, there were two main reasons, to be honest. The first is that because of my sight deterioration, I got in touch with guide dogs in Harrogate, who have been superb. And they assessed me to see whether I would be fit to take a dog on, and gave me all sorts of training and experience, etc. So I was so grateful to them that I decided I would try and raise some money. And one of the ways I thought I could do it would be to write a book and give them all the royalties, which is what I've done. So that was one reason. And the other reason was that because of my deteriorating health and hearing and sight, there were lots of things I couldn't do anymore. I couldn't play golf anymore. I couldn't sing in the Wetherby Folk Chorale. There were lots of things I couldn't do. And I can't hear music, and I can't go to the cinema and theatre and stuff like that. So I was looking for something that would be involving and rewarding and something I could enjoy and perhaps something I could do. And so I thought, I'll try writing. And that's what I've done.
What is the book about?
Not Too Bad, as I call it, is based on my diaries that I wrote as a teenager from 1970 to the end of 1974. And so it's all about growing up in Birmingham in the 1970s. So it goes from leaving school, starting work, finding pubs and clubs, and of course, girls eventually. And going to see bands, saw a lot of bands in Birmingham. We were very lucky to, in the early 70s, to have lots of bands coming to town. Led Zeppelin, David Bowie, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and all sorts of things like that. And also, the diary goes on, the book goes from the diaries, converting into various threads. So there's a thread called Parties with No Jellies, which is obviously when parties have got no parents, yeah. No jellies, and the jelly is replaced by beer. And other threads like going on holiday with the boys, again without parents, all the sort of things you do as a growing teenager.
How did you set about writing the book?
Well, I never set out to win any awards, and so far I haven't won any. But I found self-publishing, which, if you're ever thinking of writing a book, self-publishing is great because, it's a very easy way of doing it. It's taken a year to put it all together. So I decided to make it as easy as possible to read so you can pick it up and put it down. I also decided I would ask for help because of my condition. I make loads of typos and loads of mistakes. And so I had two really great assistants and a big thank you to Liz Lavender and Andy Bates, who really helped me enormously.
So how's it going?
Well, because of self-publishing, it's made it quite easy to do. And also the fact that all the royalties go straight to guide dogs. Well, straight through me to guide dogs. Every penny of the royalties goes there. And so far, I've raised and donated and given over £1,000 to guide dogs locally. And there's also been some unexpected bonuses, such as friends who haven't seen each other for 40-odd years have got back together again and met up They haven't always invited me, but I can live with that. And the other thing that was interesting is that just recently I was contacted by a guy I've never met, don't know him, but he went to the same school as me, earlier than me, but he edits the Birmingham Talking newspaper. And he said he so enjoyed the book, he said, can we include it in the newspaper? You know, and I said, well, absolutely, go ahead, go for it. So that's where we are.
Do you have any advice for people with visual issues who are thinking of writing a book?
Well, the first thing I'd say, it is a big commitment. So make sure you choose something that you're really interested in, hopefully passionate about. Planning is important, and don't be afraid to ask for help. And it takes time. It'll probably take longer than you think. But doing self-publishing is definitely a good way of doing it, because it costs you nothing, and it's very, very easy to do. Go for it and enjoy it.
Yeah. Paul's book, Not Too Bad, is available online from Amazon in paperback or Kindle, with all royalties going to Guide Dogs. Paul, can you tell me, where did you get the name for the book? I like this story. So where did you get the name for the book?
Right, well, the book is called Not Too Bad. And right at the start of the book, I talk about my O-level experience, because at the start of the book, 1970, was my mocks. January 1970, where the very first bit of the diary starts, I'm doing my mocks, and I talk about the amount of revision I do, which was, frankly, limited, virtually nothing. And when I got the results of the exams, they were very disappointing. I thought I could just turn up and do the exam and pass. But when the results came through, my results were, frankly, abysmal. And when I got the school report, and I actually wrote in my diary the appalling results and marks, and at the end of it, I put, not too bad.
Chris, we'll come to you. We've heard Paul's story, and a brilliant story it is.
It's a great story.
Isn't it just? How have you assisted with this? Because he's given you credit. He's thanked you along the way. What is your part?
Very, very, very small part. We try and help Paul where we can with his visual aids. We try and look at the distances he needs to operate at. So some of his spectacles that he's got are very powerful. Sometimes they're in bifocal form, where the most powerful segment is at the bottom. Minion, he can read sometimes as close as about, 10 centimetres or even closer than that. And we always advise him on his light. He has various magnifiers, illuminated magnifiers. But generally speaking, he's a very, very likeable fella, is Paul here. Very likeable. And I've known him for 15, 16 years. And he's one of those extraordinary people, because he's never, ever come into my practice and been down in the dumps. He's always been positive. He mostly chats about cricket. He mostly chats about his children. His daughter was recently married, and I hear, not from Paul, but apparently his speech was excellent. It's one of the most enjoyable parts of my work down as an optician. I'm very grateful that Paul comes in, tells me about his life, and I'll try and help him with his vision where I can.
Well, Chris, you've assisted many people, from sports people to authors. So you've helped them achieve goals and fulfil potential. So thank you so much for introducing me to Paul. And Paul, thank you. Wonderful chatting to you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
And you can get a link to Paul's book, where to buy it, and you'll see the article in the health and wellbeing section at strayfm.com.
Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.